Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. After the campaign, what do they call it? Anybody? The transition. Although there are signs that for this Barack Obama administration, the transition is likely to be short. Facing challenges at home and abroad in the economy and international affairs, the 75 days between now and inauguration, the Barack Obama administration may start governing early. There are 15 cabinet vacancies to name, but a lot more to project to the world and to the American people. For a look at what this cabinet, what this new administration may look like, and more importantly, what the business of governing is going to look like for this president facing unprecedented challenges, we turn to David Marks, senior editor for Politico, who's on the line from Washington. David, thanks for being with us.
Good to be here.
We've already got one name. I do want to talk names with you. And Rahm Emanuel is apparently going to be the chief of staff of this new administration and also responsible for managing this transition, such as it is. But how do you think this transition, given this moment in history, is going to be different from many others we've experienced in the last generation?
Oh, I think this is going to be one of the most challenging transitions probably since the Great Depression between the handover from Herbert Hoover to FDR more than 75 years ago. We've got this economic meltdown going on. We've got ongoing shooting wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Then just yesterday, the Russian President Medvedev says that if the U.S. goes ahead with a missile shield program, he's going to put short-range missiles near Poland capable of striking into Europe. So, boy, he didn't waste any time. That just shows what the challenges Obama is facing.
It's also the case that, you know, we've been talking about this long campaign. As the long campaign has gone along, there's also been a very long sort of vacuum of power in Washington. I'm wondering if the government is ready and is anxious for the levers of power to be grasped maybe even before Inauguration Day on January 20th in some way.
Well, I think Obama probably wants to be very careful about that because he doesn't want to look like he's taking ownership for any Bush policies. He wants a clean break from the Bush administration. That's what he ran on. He doesn't want to get lured into any kind of joint co-governing, anything of that nature. So I think he's going to keep a cool, respectful detachment from the Bush administration and not really to do too much publicly until he actually takes office on January 20th.
Well, what does the Rahm Emanuel appointment mean at this stage? And I guess he hasn't officially accepted yet, or there's some sort of ambiguity about that. But if he does accept, what does it mean?
Well, it would provide Obama with a Capitol Hill veteran, somebody who can get things done on Capitol Hill, who knows the personalities, who comes from that milieu, and is a deal maker. The drawback, of course, is that Rahm Emanuel is a fierce partisan. He's part of the Democratic leadership, and he's going to be distrusted by Republicans. Then again, the Obama administration doesn't really need Republicans very much because they have the votes to muscle through what they want.
And David, is this a sign of things to come? This was a campaign run by Barack Obama that was built this reputation of having no leaks. The fact that Rahm Emanuel's name is now floating out there, apparently leaked by a number of Democrats, I mean, what does that say?
I was very surprised by that because now if Emanuel doesn't accept, it makes Obama look like a chump. Even if he does accept now, it makes it look like he's the supplicant, like he's the one who's waiting for people to accept jobs from him, not the other way. It should be the other way around. I think they probably learned a valuable lesson from this, and they're going to keep this information even more tightly held. This actually leaked a couple days before Election Day, so they probably
It was almost immediately retracted. Well, let's listen to the just unbridled, overwhelming enthusiasm that Rahm Emanuel is expressing in reaction to this leak.
I got a lot to weigh. My commitment to my country, my commitment to public service and why I got into this, as well as my commitment to my family and what I want to do as a parent.
That's not a yes, David.
Right. That's actually a responsible answer. It's just not the kind of enthusiastic overture you want from an incoming administration. You would want to say, yeah, sign me up. I'll be there whenever you want. And I think the longer this goes on, the worse Obama kind of looks here, so I think they probably want to put this to bed today. They're probably saying to Emmanuel, are you in or out? Are you going to do it or not? Let's get going here.
Well, you're right to focus the question on whether this is a reach across the aisle Capitol Hill move or a keep the Democrats in line, we don't need Republicans move. Let's move to Treasury Secretary. Oddly, in this environment, that's the sort of number one position right now. What do you think's going on there?
Yeah, it's funny. Just a couple of years ago, I think most people couldn't even name the Treasury Secretary. A lot of the speculation now is centering around Timothy Geithner. He's president of the Federal Reserve Bank in New York. He is a very well-known kind of left-leaning economist. There's a couple former Treasury Secretaries in the mix, Lauren Summers, Robert Rubin, maybe even John Corzine, the governor of New Jersey, former Goldman Sachs executive. Or it could be somebody we're not discussing at all right now.
What is the importance of getting that position named early? I mean, does the Treasury Secretary have the ability, even unconfirmed, to quiet Wall Street and to be a part of this sort of economic rescue package that's going on?
Right. It sends a signal to the markets. There's also an economic summit, kind of the G20 summit coming up with mostly European and Latin American countries that the Bush administration is going to participate in. I would imagine the new Treasury Secretary designate would also take part in that. It's really to send a signal publicly and then to have that person ready to be confirmed and take office on January 20th, 2009.
That's possibly the first nomination, David. What do you think the Barack Obama folks need to weigh in deciding?
Well, they need to figure out what their most important campaign promise was. Was it the economy, which was kind of a late-breaking issue and probably won the election for Barack Obama over the last 2 months or so? Or was it the issue he focused on for more than a year earlier in his campaign, which was withdrawing troops from Iraq, reoriented the war on terror against Afghanistan? If so, I would say Secretary of State is a very important post. One they mentioned is John Kerry, senator from Massachusetts, of course, former Democratic presidential nominee. I would expect that post to be named very quickly.
I would be surprised if he names Kerry. Again, I just think change is a really important kind of buzzword here for this campaign, and I think new names and new personalities may be a better projection of that change message, but that's just my opinion. Question for you, though. Do you think Barack Obama is actually going to give Colin Powell a shot at doing it again and making his legacy all right?
I'm not sure Colin Powell would want that at this point. I think he realized
it's all over the rumor mill, though.
Yeah, what it takes to be in the public eye and the slings and arrows of it. To be Secretary of State, that would be really something to be.
Or defense, or even defense.
Yeah, possible. If he could persuade Powell to do it. I'm not sure Powell needs it at this point. The thing that Powell realizes is, though, even if it's a very powerful position, you're still in a subordinate position. And even though he wasn't treated very well by the Bush administration, Obama probably has his own center of power, and I think he would want some kind of guarantees of autonomy, and I'm not sure that could be provided.
David, do you think perhaps on their agenda is maybe even shaking up the cabinet, perhaps adding a seat? I was in Atlanta yesterday, and I was talking to Ambassador Andrew Young, the former ambassador to the UN in the Carter administration, and he was saying how back then his job as UN ambassador was a cabinet position. Given the extraordinary challenges the U.S. faces on the foreign policy front, is that possibly in the mix?
That is certainly one possibility. I wouldn't be surprised to hear that. I believe Bill Clinton had a similar arrangement during his presidency. We've heard some interesting names for UN ambassador, including Caroline Kennedy. I don't know how serious that is, but I would imagine repairing relations with allies overseas, that's going to be a big push in this administration very early on.
Well, David Mark, broadly and strategically then, lay it out. What is the mix of you did me a favor, so I'm going to reward you kind of cabinet appointments versus the sort of best and brightest, maybe even team of rivals style appointments, which represent people with solid expertise, maybe a little bit of autonomy, maybe with their own agendas, but people who are absolutely top-notch operators in their field?
Well, that's what the appointment of Rahm Emanuel's chief of staff would certainly indicate. He's a sharp-edged partisan, but he is no shrinking violet. He's not going to be a yes man to Barack Obama. he's going to provide some differing points of view, and I think that's what Obama is looking for. Obama is a law professor by trade who likes the Socratic method. He likes to think through ideas. So I think he really would be looking for a diverse group of ideas, not just yes men. One other thing, though, is he promised to be a leader, to reach across the aisle. He didn't promise to be a centrist, though, and his policy positions are pretty tilted to the left, agree or disagree. And I would look for appointments to go in that direction. I don't know that they're going to be particularly centrist.
Well, the other thing that I think will be interesting to see is that Barack Obama is probably not a delegator like George W. Bush. David Marks, senior editor for Politico, talking about the transition, such as it is, 75 days till inauguration. Thank you, David.
Thank you.